I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lake Powell is down to only 33% capacity because of the drought. That beats a new record for the reservoir set back in 2005, and water experts say it'll probably drop further. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the White House says the U.S. will not lift travel restrictions as the Delta variant spreads. The first travel restrictions are put into place in 2020. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Westbound SR-201 still closed at 7200 West, still causing delays back to I-215. Also, heavy delays due to a crash in Utah County. They're northbound, starting at 2100 North, almost to the point of the mountain where a crash is blocking left lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies continue in the north, but storms are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Temperatures dropped just a bit here in downtown Salt Lake City, back down to 99 degrees. And now time for KSL's top national stories.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is the first federal agency to require healthcare workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And this expert expects other industries to follow suit.
I think if a employer is calling people back, especially if it's an open floor plan where you're working side by side with other workers, having everyone vaccinated is actually eases your mind.
The University of Pennsylvania's Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, a former member of the Biden Transition COVID Advisory Board, a House Select Committee looking into the January 6th attack on the Capitol, will hear tomorrow from law enforcement officers as it convenes.
I think if a
newly appointed Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says he expects to hear from many of them that there are things that could be done to fix the situation. Former California Senator Barbara Boxer says she's recovering from minor injuries that she received when someone pushed her while trying to steal her cell phone. Stocks rose to start the week, the Dow and the Nasdaq closing at record highs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. In less than 10 days, University of Utah football players will return to campus to get ready for the fall season, including their first game on September 2nd. Pac-12's Media Day starts tomorrow. KSL News Radio Sports Director Alex Keery will be there to get a rundown of the season. So, Alex, how is Utah supposed to fare this year?
Look, Maria, I know you have no dog in this fight because you're not a season ticket holder, right?
No, not at all. So,
your guess is as good as mine. I mean, there's high hopes every college season for all of the teams that we follow, you know. But I think that the good news for Utah is, despite all the question marks at other positions, I think Charlie Brewer is the guy at quarterback. And not only is he the guy, he's a really, really good quarterback. And we haven't even seen anything from him yet. Mm. But he's done so well at Baylor. And I think that everybody is excited about what they've seen so far in spring. And so if you ask Scott Mitchell, he's pretty keen on Charlie Brewer. And he says that he thinks he's going to be the guy. It's going to be his job. And he's really good.
So talk to me for a minute about the possibility of making the playoffs 12 teams instead of just four and what that would mean for the Utes.
Well, I mean, it's a numbers game. It's a better opportunity for other teams that aren't necessarily getting in the conversation of the college football playoff to be in that conversation. So 12 teams means the possibility goes from Utah, who's never been in the college football playoff. They've been close a couple times, including in 2019. They were really close, one win away probably, and they would have been at least probably in that conversation. But I think that what it does now is it opens up the possibility for conferences like the Pac-12 where they could say, hey, let's sneak not just one team in, but two, because there are these at-large possibilities. Now you have the conference champions from all the Power 5 conferences. They get an auto bid. And then they get a chance to pick otherwise. So we'll see if they can do it.
So what are you looking for in tomorrow's media day?
We get two players and a coach from every school. So you're talking 36 interviews by the end of the day. It's going to be drinking from a fire hose, and I can't freaking wait. I mean, it's awesome to watch these guys. And you know what, Kyle Whittingham, he doesn't show a lot of emotion. But I think he's really excited about the team he's got, and we're going to talk to Britton Covey and Oh, my heavens. I just I'm spacing now, of course, on who else is here for Utah. But I'm looking at these guys and I'm going, and we already saw him walk through the lobby. And so we're really looking forward to this thing, on top of the fact that you get to know some of the opponents from Utah as well.
Okay, we're excited to hear all about it. So thank you, Alex, for giving us a preview.
You bet, Maria.
KSL News Radio Sports Director Alex Kuria talking about Pac-12 Media Day, which gets underway tomorrow. We still have an emergency traffic situation, and traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky.
Westbound SR-201 still closed at 7200 West, and we knew it would be closed for quite some time, but we still have heavy delays back to the West Belt. Again, this is a spot you want to avoid tonight. Consider I-80 if you need to get into Tooele County, if you need to get into West Valley or Magna, 3500 South. Even though it's seen an overflow of delays, it still might be a better option than the 201. Southbound I-15, spots of heavy and slow traffic from Murray from just before 53rd South down to 114th South. Len?
And emergency traffic continuing in Utah County with that crash northbound I-15 in Lehigh. Texter saying, a KSL traffic trooper saying that two left lanes are closed and multiple emergency vehicles on here as the flow has been shut off from just before SR-92 at about 2100 north toward the Traverse Mountain and the hang gliding hill. And southbound I-15, a crash on the right shoulder near Center Street, slowing the flow from American Fork down to this crash on Center Street. Steve?
Got a fresh crash right now, northbound 89 at Woods Cross. This is 1100 north and 2600 south. That's on the right shoulder. Meantime, northbound 15 delays in Davis County, scattered from Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. And seeing big backups right now, southbound 15 between Ogden-Hinkley Airport down to 5600 south in Roy. And scattered slow spots in the construction there on northbound 89 between Mutton Hollow and the I-84 ramps. Alt Bank offers treasury management services, including merchant services, express deposit, and HCH payments. Learn more at altabank.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like our weather is going to be changing. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, flooding rains over southern Utah, 1 to 2 inches from St. George up to Cedar City. In Salt Lake, we've been in the upper 90s with smoky skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73. We will see a chance of some thunderstorms during the day on Tuesday, but smoke lingers. A better chance of those storms for Wednesday into Thursday, and then widespread rain, lightning, and thunder for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Highs in the north fall down into the upper 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 99 degrees downtown.
So, I'm a public school teacher, and I'm on my feet all day long. That would be on concrete. The pain would, like, shoot up my heels and just increased from the bottom of my feet up. Then my back started hurting. So, my husband and I were driving, and I went, oh, look, there's a Goodfeet store. I'm greeted by this gal named Mercy. That was a perfect name for her. And the cool thing about the Goodfeet store is that you're able to try before you buy. I had free fittings. She was able to fit me with special arch supports. And so I walked around in the store. Within 30 minutes, I started sobbing because I had no pain. Well, if your feet are hurting, do something about it. You don't have to grin and bear it. You need to go to the Goodfeet store and get some arch supports. I'm Deidre, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See how they work for you with a free fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Goodfeet store, the life you love starts here.
Doug, it's hot outside.
Looks like we're in for a really hot summer.
I want to be cool. I bet the folks want to be cool, too. Window World will make that happen.
Get Window World's exclusive sunshield protection on your new windows and patio doors.
Enjoy the summer and save on cooling costs.
Get four windows and a sliding door for only $41.18 installed.
Be cool. Call Window World 801-281-8111. Hey, or visit us at windowworldutah.com. You'll love what's coming.
And that's noble.
It's not too early to talk to your child about drinking. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
KSL News Time 5:55. We are watching Utah's money. Swedes could get some cash for getting vaccinated. Researchers in Sweden are looking to see if incentives will compel people to get their shot. People in the study will get $23 after they are fully vaccinated. KSL drives, KSL flies. Blue Origin's founder Jeff Bezos is offering NASA $2 billion for the Moonlander project. The move would put the company in competition with the $2.9 billion contract that NASA already has with SpaceX. After a 20-day strike, workers at a Frito-Lay's factory in Kansas will be guaranteed one day off per week. More than 500 workers were protesting the forced overtime and 84-hour work weeks. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up by 82 points. It ended the day at 35,144. S&P was up by 10, and the NASDAQ was up by 3 points. If you're going to France soon, you may need a COVID pass as the infection rate surges.
France's parliament approving a new law that will require restaurant goers and domestic travelers to show special COVID-19 passes, showing they've been vaccinated or recently tested negative for the virus. The law will also require all healthcare workers to get their shots. A government spokesman says the move isn't meant to stigmatize those who are reluctant to get their vaccines, but rather to protect vulnerable people. This comes as the government declared the nation has officially entered a fourth wave of the pandemic. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.